Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for our esteemed listeners a very beautiful hadith about Laylatul Qadr, narrated from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. As you know, we're in the month of Ramadan, a very beautiful and spiritually opportune time, a time for repentance, a time for turning back towards Allah. It is, as you know, it is the month in which the Holy Quran was revealed, and there's a lot of good things we can say about this month. As you know, we're in the last 10 days of Ramadan, and these 10 days are very special, very important. And the nights, specifically these last 10 nights of Ramadan, are very important because, as you know, there is a great probability that one of these nights is the night of ordainment, the night of Qadr. As you know, the night of Qadr is the night in which the destiny of a human being, his fate, everything that will occur for him throughout the rest of the year, in the subsequent year, it is determined by a person himself, obviously, in this night. I mean, what this person does in this night, it determines how his outcome, what's going to happen to him throughout the year. So it's important for us to be careful not to sin in this night, to spend our night in the worship of Allah, worshiping Allah, remembering Allah, asking for His forgiveness for what we did in the previous night, in the previous days of the year, and also asking Him for the best outcome throughout the rest of the year. Sometimes a lot of people want to know which one of the nights specifically is the night of Qadr in these nights. Is it the 23rd, the 21st, or the 19th? But according to this hadith, these three nights have a special relationship with one another. In this hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says the destiny of a person is designed on the 19th night, it is affirmed on the 21st, and then on the 23rd, it is finally approved. So you can almost imagine it like, just like a plan, or a law that, like how a law is actually finally approved, right? It's kind of, first of all, it's set out, it's designed, and then it goes through a process in which it is, approved. And this process that it goes through, the same thing happens for, our yearly destiny. In the first night of Qadr, it is kind of planned out. At-taqdiru fi laylati tis'a ashar, wal-ibramu fi laylati ihda wa ishreen, wal-imza'u fi laylati salasa wa ishreen. It's finally approved and signed, the literal word is imda, on the 23rd. Right, so there's still a chance, if the first nights of Qadr, if we haven't had the chance to kind of worship Allah and do ibadat, we can still change that destiny for the subsequent year and these other nights until it's finally signed and approved. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the nights of Qadr in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio. Allahumma
محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.